It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. We're getting back into school, and that means it's time for Emory Caring for Kids to ramp up everything that they do over in Emory County for all the kids. And we've got Lindsay Oman on the phone. We're going to talk all about, you know, donations, what they do, where you can leave donations. And really, they are completely a volunteer organization. So if you'd like to help, you can get in touch with them. We're going to tell you all of that as well. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
This is good information that needs to get out and that people need to know about, because I love everything that you guys do when it comes to this. So let's talk for a moment about Emory Caring for Kids.
Okay, so Emory Caring for Kids is something that is such an amazing program that I love being a part of. It's a program that offers weekend food kits to around 80 kids in Emory County that has breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and sometimes Monday if it's a longer weekend. That's all donations from local and actually all around Utah, and even other states have donated monetary, and sometimes even has stuff shipped to us. So it's become quite a big deal.
How do people, you know, it's great, and you get all the information from, do you get it from the counselors at the schools, and they just kind of call you and say, hey, this is the number that we need this week?
So we keep things very private. The counselors at the schools from Emory School District, they have all of the information, and then they just give us a number of how many kits are needed at each school, and they deliver those amounts to each school each week so that privacy is kept. And that way we just pack what's needed and then they distribute.
And so really, as you said before, you are a complete volunteer organization. You get no kind of federal funding or anything like that. So you are really relying on the public to go and donate food items and things like that. So that's how this all works, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if someone is interested, what is the best way to kind of contact you and say, hey, what do you need? What can I get for you?
So a great resource is Facebook. We always list every week items that we're low on that we're really needing for that week. We always list items that are needed that are in the kits every single week. You can always make monetary donations. We have a Venmo at Emory Caring for Kids, or you can even make donations at Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. You can contact me at my phone number, which is 749-0416. You can message me on Facebook. You can drop off at JN Auto, Magnuson Lumber, Emory Aquatic Center, USU Extension in Castle Dell, Desert View Federal Credit Union in Farron and Huntington. So there's a lot of different ways that you can contact us or drop off items if you're interested in donating.
Okay, and one question I would say is, because I know that there are going to be case lot sales coming up as well, what types of things are you looking for these kits?
So one thing to keep in mind is there are specific items that we use, because sometimes these items are needed for kids that are prepping these items themselves. So we really like to stick to these specific items just in case they're home by themselves prepping them. So breakfast items, we like to do cereal, breakfast bars, fruit cups. Lunch items, we do the tuna kits, so they are they're boxed. We've found them at all of the local grocery stores. For dinner, we do mac and cheese, not the big boxes, they're individual mac and cheese, Chef Boyardee cups, or Top Ramen, and then snacks, anything individually packaged.
And so really, as you said, you've got to look at these things so a kid could do it themselves.
Correct.
That's really what you're looking for. Okay, and so you do all these great things, and then you look for volunteers as well. So what if someone's interested in helping, because you need help packing these kits, I'm assuming. So if someone's interested in helping, do they go to the Facebook page, call you? Is that how it all rolls out?
They can contact me, or they can message on Facebook, yes.
Okay. Have you already started having people call and say, hey, we want to volunteer this week, we want to volunteer this week, that kind of thing?
Yes.
And how full up are you right now?
So we are probably into October.
But still, those dates, and they do, they fill up fast.
Yes. In fact, another great thing we have is my daughter actually won Miss Emory Junior Miss, and she's organizing hygiene kits so that we can add those to the first week of kits next week. So we're actually taking donations for that as well so that we can add hygiene kits to the first set of food kits.
All right. So once again, if anybody needs to get in touch with you, Facebook is probably the best place?
Yes. Just because that lists all the items needed for the food kits.
And all your information is on there as far as if you would like to make a financial donation, all those things, they're right there.
Yes.
All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for doing what you guys do over there. It's a great, great organization, and you can't say it enough. Thanks so much, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.